Good morning. It's good to be with each and every one of you today. What a joy it is to always have the opportunity to share God's word. Today, my message is entitled, How to Be Sure of God's Will. I chose this message as a transition message from 2020 to the new year 21. We've had a lot of things happen in our past year. So we need to look forward to the new year and try to close the chapter in chapter 20 and go to chapter 21. So to begin my message today, first I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every one who has the opportunity to hear this message today. And I pray, Lord, that you'll use this message to speak to everyone's heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to start with a poem that was written by Ella Wilcox. It's entitled, The Set of the Sail. But to every mind there openeth a way and way and a way. A high soul climbs the highway, and the low soul gropes the low. And in between on the misty flats, the rest drift to and fro. But to every man there openeth a highway and a low, and every mind decideth the way his soul should go. One ship sails east, another west, by the selfsame winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sails, and not the gales, that tells the way we go. Like the winds of the sea are the waves of time, as we journey along through life. 'Tis the set of the soul that determines the goal, and not the calm or the strife. With that, if anyone has ever asked you what a Christian means when they speak of the will of God, what would you say? Now, I know it might seem like a strange concept to those that are not believers, but believers really need to understand exactly what this term means. The will of God refers to his purpose, his plan, and his desire for our lives. And we should have the same attitude that is described for us in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, that my law is within my heart. I'd like to just use that verse today to share about God's will in our life. We have many people that sit in churches every week without giving any serious thought to God's will for their lives. They have no idea what he wants to accomplish in and through them. Every day of our lives should be lived for God's purpose, according to his plan, and we need to be obedient to his desires. But how can we be sure that we are walking in his will, and especially in times of difficulty, in times of suffering, or in times of pain? Trials seem to be somewhat contrary to God's will. But he assures us that whatever he allows is designed for our good, even the heartaches and the hardships. So I'd like to talk about the categories of God's will. The first category of his will is the predetermined will of God. There are certain events that the Lord has predestined to occur, and no one can stop his sovereignty. Then there's his moral will. These are the righteous standards by which God intends for us to live. An example of that, of course, is the Ten Commandments, which would apply to all people. Then there's God's desired will. He specifies how he wants us to live as Christians. Then there's his circumstantial will. When we fail to live up to God's standards, he wants us to know how we should respond in these circumstances. And then there's God's immediate will. And that covers what the Lord desires us to do today in our current situations. So how can we be sure that what we're considering is the will of God? Each day is filled with decisions. Every choice is an opportunity to ask the Lord what he would have us to do. The decisions could be practical. moral, financial, or perhaps some other issues. But every area of our lives should be submitted to the will of God, because he has already chosen the best possible course for us. He knows every circumstance of our life from our birth to our death. He has the wisdom, he has the grace, he has the goodness, he has the mercy to work in our hearts and to guide every aspect of our life. So to help us with our decisions, whether they align with God's will, I want you to ask these following questions to yourself. Is this decision consistent with God's word? His will and his word always agree. Another question, is it a wise choice? In our consideration, we need to understand that every decision comes with consequences, some that we like and others that we don't. So we need to evaluate the likely result of our choice and how it will affect others. Our choices will influence people to one degree or another. They watch how we live, they watch what we do, and they watch how we respond. We can't live out God's will perfectly, of course, but we can make wise choices that benefit us and others, and as well as further God's kingdom. Another question we need to ask, can I honestly ask God to help me to achieve this decision? Our life is a serious relationship with the Lord, and we should never assume to make decisions on our own and then seek God's approval. First, we need to ask him if this is what he'd have us to do. And since we live in a world that's opposed to him and his righteousness, we certainly are inadequate to make wise choices without his help or his guidance. Here's another question. Do I have genuine peace about this decision? When we're walking in God's will have peace. We'll have quietness in our spirit. There'll be an overwhelming sense of gratitude for his guidance. But if our decision is not according to his will, we'll be plagued by doubts and inner irritations. We may be making the right choice, but we must also be sure that it's according to God's timing. To step ahead or to lag behind God could be very costly. Here's another question. Is this choice consistent with the way that God works? Throughout the Bible, God's ways are revealed, especially how he worked in the lives of many of the characters and individuals we have in the scriptures. And the only way that we can know that the Lord approves of what we're choosing is to do it by determining whether it's consistent with his word. God's not trying to hide his will from us. He's always ready to reveal it to anyone who genuinely wants to obey him. However, if you are distant from God and you are living in sin, you can't expect his guidance until you first heed his warnings and his corrections. Here's another question. Does this decision fit who I am as a follower of Jesus Christ? If we're truly born again and following Jesus, we'll want to do his will by adapting our behaviors and our attitudes to fit our identity that we have in Christ. For example, the way we speak, the way we dress, the way we respond and act should all be a reflection of Jesus in us. If our choices aren't consistent with who we are in Christ, then they are not God's will. Another question, does this idea fit God's overall plan for my life? Some of the answers to our questions regarding what to do are clearly revealed in God's word. But there's other times the exact situation that we're facing is not specifically mentioned in the scriptures. And so we must consider whether our choice would reveal an inconsistency between our claim to be a Christian and our behavior. Hypocrisy runs rampant today. See so much hypocrisy today. Our leaders say one thing and they do another. They don't follow their own rules, but they expect you to follow them. The hypocrisy damages our testimony and our witness and our influence for Christ. Will this decision honor God? The Lord is honored when our choices align with his word. But if we have unrest in our hearts and the situation keeps us awake at night, then we need to reconsider our decision. God brings up troubling thoughts to protect us from wrong choices. Why? Because he loves us and wants to guide us to the best possible path, which he knows. Will this choice result in unrest and regret for the rest of my life? The time to consider this question is before acting on a decision. Because if it's not God's will, the regret and heartache we feel afterwards may last a lifetime. And then lastly, can I expect God to reward me for this decision? The choices that we make in life determine whether our actions are worthy of blessings now and our future rewards in heaven. So in closing today, as you look back at past decisions, how much thought did you give to whether they were God's will? What have you learned today that will help you determine what God's will is in a particular situation, especially with facing a brand new year? How does knowing that God has a purpose, plan, and desire for your life make you feel? Are you willing to trust him to rule your life and to guide you into his will? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your precious word. Now we pray that your word will accomplish that which you want and desire in the lives of each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Till we meet again.